If you analyze the latest USDA cattle on feed report by weight class, there is a story to tell. That according to Livestock Marketing Information Center agricultural economist Tyler Cousins, placements of cattle weighing 800 pounds and more were up 3%.
And, you know, keep in mind with those cattle will probably come into market within the first few months there of 2020, so something to be watching there. But in those middle weights of about 700 to 800 pounds and 600 to 700 pounds, those are both up about 1%, which would be about in line with what would be expected. But on the lighter weight cattle, those laying less than about 600 pounds, that was up pretty strong, just over 12%. So this is kind of an interesting thing to look at here because you've got these cattle that have just been weaned getting placed into these feedlots here.
Cousins goes on to say the drought situation playing out in the southern plains is one factor. This is causing producers to push cattle sooner than normal, hence the lighter weight cattle reflected in this report.
Especially Texas. Texas is experiencing a moderate to severe drought with a couple of pockets of extreme drought. So kind of this deteriorating pasture conditions, struggling wheat ground, likely pushing producers to place cattle a little bit sooner than expected and at a lighter weight. You know, and looking at kind of the breakout of these placements by weight categories on a state basis, specifically Colorado, Kansas, and Texas, all had lighter, heavier placements in these lighter weight cattle categories. And these are also states that are experiencing some of these drought conditions.
Reporting Agriculture's Business for the Red River Farm Network, I'm Megan Turnquist.